Task 3. Many people feel their mood is changeable like a tide. Like the tides, our mood often depends on the weather, which is a particular indicator of how the mood can turn out for the day. It's widely believed that the sun makes people happier and rain brings sadness. Actually, the connection between weather and emotions is much cloudier. Scientists in different countries investigate the impact of the weather on human emotion from various perspectives. The researchers have found some facts that are worth noting. For example, high temperatures raise somebody with a low mood, while such things as wind or lack of sun makes a low person feel even worse. Temperatures affect mood as a result of energy usage. In winter, our immune system tries to keep our body warm, and energy is directed toward this task. In fact, low mood is recognized as one of the symptoms of flu. Seasonal affective disorder, known as SAD, is a kind of depressive disorder, which is often referred to as a depressive disorder with seasonal pattern. Most people suffer it in autumn and winter, though some of us can experience SAD in summer and spring as well. There are plenty of different explanations as to why SAD affects people, and generally it is considered to relate to the amount of sunlight. The light triggers many chemical reactions in people's brains that make people more alert and happy. It prevents melatonin production, thus making us more awake and energetic. Serotonin, which is called the feel-good hormone, is also one of the hormones produced by sun exposure. Rain makes everything difficult, and it can affect people's lifestyle, though it doesn't have a direct impact on hormones or energy. This leads to feeling tired and low. All in all, there are countless different ways of how the weather can affect our mood, and the researchers are looking for the ways of how we can deal with the problem.